everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Run to the Top Extricate Daily podcast. I'm your host, one of the coaches here at Runners Connect, Hayley Mum, and today I'm going to talk about something that was inspired by an article I recently read around the subject of fasted training, and specifically whether it was appropriate or even safe for women runners. So fasted runs are runs where you purposely do usually a long run in a glycogen depleted state. That is, it's often done with an overnight fast. So you go to bed and then you get up and you don't eat anything. You don't have any breakfast. And then you go out for your long run and you don't eat anything during the long run. It's basically manipulating the environment so that when you're doing your long run, you reach a state of glycogen depletion. So you run out of carbohydrate as a fuel source quite early on in that run. And thus it's replicating those later stages of the marathon where whilst you're fully carbohydrate loaded going into it, once you get to around 2 hours of running a marathon pace, you'll actually deplete your glycogen stores. You'll have used up all that carbohydrate and your body will be forced to start using more fat. So by doing fasted runs, we get to this point a lot earlier in the run. There is a good rationale behind doing them and they have plenty of support from elite athletes. And studies suggest that they improve the body's ability to oxidize fat and spare glycogen. And that has a lot of application for the marathon where our abilities are limited by our fuel stores. And that is because whilst carbohydrate stores are fairly limited and can be depleted within 2 hours of running at marathon pace, your fat stores are kind of unlimited by comparison. Even on a lean athlete, there is a lot of stored fats that we can utilize for energy. There's actually even some evidence that training adaptations are boosted by doing some of our runs in a fasted state. So what's the catch with all this? Why am I saying that fasted training could potentially be not useful? Well, most of the studies into fasted training were done in men, and there are a few studies on the effectiveness of fasted training in women. And we don't know if they have the same beneficial effects, and some studies even suggest potential negative effects on women's health. So to begin with, women's bodies are a lot more sensitive to fuel availability because when food is scarce, it makes little sense for women to reproduce. So that's because there might not be enough fuel to support a mother and her baby. So when a woman's body senses low fuel availability, this can have fairly rapid effects on levels of female hormones. And a low energy availability like this can impact health even in a short time frame. And a study that was done in 2017 found that female athletes with menstrual dysfunction spent more time in a low energy state. So that's even, you know, even in a 24-hour period, even if they're eating enough overall, if they spent more time in a low energy state in a 24-hour period, this could still affect their hormones negatively. And I've also been thinking about this because I've been reading a great book called Raw by Stacey Sims, which has a lot of fantastic information for female athletes. And basically her kind of slogan is women are not small men. And she is sort of changing the game a bit in women's athletics because women's running and all sports really, because she's basically saying that the training done by males might need some adaptations for females because all the studies in sports science are done on males and might not actually be applicable to females. So she thinks that females may not even need fasted runs as we naturally oxidize more fat and may not improve our fat oxidization with fasted runs anyway. So if they're not useful, what's the harm? I mean, that's not saying there is harm, is it? But actually, she's also says that hormonal responses to low energy availability may even be detrimental for female athletes. So when a female athlete is exercising in a fasted state, her levels of cortisol go up, which is a stress hormone, and chronically elevated levels of cortisol can really cause issues for females, altered hormones, more fatigue, bone stress injuries, and actually counterintuitively, high levels of cortisol might even reduce weight loss as a consequence of a reduction in metabolic rate as the body tries to conserve energy. And having a lot of high cortisol, high levels of cortisol might even impair our recovery and adaptation to training. So that's kind of some worrying stuff. And I'm not saying don't do fasted runs, because I think we are individuals, of course, and I know a lot of female runners who say that fasted runs work well for them and they wouldn't dream of cutting them from their program. But what I am saying is, if you're a female runner and you hate fasted runs, you find they leave you wiped out for the day, maybe even susceptible to colds, you might take ages to recover from them, you might even feel ill when you're doing them and really struggle with them. What I'm saying to you guys is you don't have to do them, because there is evidence that they might not be useful in women and they could even have detrimental effects. Now, it's likely this depends on a lot of things, and I'm not saying this is the case for all females, but what I am saying is that doing fasted runs needs to be optional for women, and because our bodies respond differently to men's and we respond differently to how every other runner's body responds, and it's about finding out what works for us. And if you don't think fasted runs work well for you, there's a lot of good evidence that suggests you might be right. And definitely don't do them if you feel that they take a long time to recover from and leave you feeling run down, because it's likely due to the hormonal alterations that they are causing. And actually, fueling before your run, getting in a higher quality workout and recovering well is probably going to be better for you, especially in the longer term. I hope that's helped if you are questioning whether fasted runs are for you. I personally don't do fasted runs anymore. I found they left me quite wiped out. They impacted my ability to recover and I just didn't feel good doing them. There'd be a low quality session that had knocked my confidence. And I've ran some marathons that have surpassed my goals without using them. And I know elite runners who don't use them as well. So what I want to get across is that you don't have to do them, especially if you feel that you don't respond well to them. It may not even be a good idea for you to do them. Cool. I hope you guys find that interesting. I strongly recommend the fantastic book Raw by Stacey Sims if you're interested in learning about more about female physiology, even if you're a male and you want to know what training suits your wife or girlfriend or sister better. It really is a great book and I really recommend it. Thanks for listening today, guys. Talk to you again soon.